XFM at the festivals, and they're at the launch of Last Two 2015, and with Gus from Okja. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very excited.
So congratulations on your headline slots. How are you feeling?
I just wanted to be here now. I wanted to be tomorrow. You know, we can't wait to play. We always have the best time at Latitude, so we're just super psyched. Yeah.
So this is your third time there. You've moved up the ranks, as it were, to the main stage. What's it about the festival that keeps you going back?
It's one of the very few festivals, I'd say, that you would just go to regardless of who was playing. I would go there if I didn't know a single band who was playing. It was all a secret because they curate it so well. They always manage to get acts who are not doing many other festivals, you know, and there's so much else going on. There's poetry, there's literature, there's films and stuff, and it's just a brilliant festival to wander around and have a good time at. So we're hoping to have some time for that as well while we're there.
Because that's quite rare, I guess, when you're doing the festival circuit, to actually get some time to see other things that are going on at a festival.
Yeah, it can be. You know, sometimes you're just in and out, but I'm thinking last year we're going to definitely make sure we get to spend some time there, absolutely.
And is it going to be a busy summer for you? Have you got other ones booked in already?
Yeah, it's going to be very, very busy. I'm kind of scared to look at my calendar because it's going to be so crazy, but you know, it's going to be, you know, festival season's always really good fun. You get to catch up with mates who are playing at festivals, and you know, so it's definitely more fun than just normal touring because it's so varied and you get to travel all over the world, and yeah, it's looking really good.
And of course, it's been an incredible year so far. I mean, only in March, but you know, a couple of Brits nominations. That must have been fun. How was your Brits?
My Brits was good. You know, it was a shame not to win anything, but equally it made complete sense to the people who did win, so we were happy for them and we had a good time.
But of course, being so busy, does that mean you have to kind of put all your creative writing stuff to one side whilst you do the touring, or are you able to kind of mix the two?
We try and mix the two, but really, when we're on tour, we are just touring musicians. You know, it's really hard to sort of get much constructive work done on tour, but that's okay. You know, I mean, we'll get back from tour and then we'll be so kind of ready to work. I think what happened after the first album was we were so keen to start working and that we were just incredibly productive. We'd be just smashing out song after song, and that was a good feeling too. So in a sense, we know that once we get round to it, we'll do okay. So yeah.
So can we expect another tour from you guys before the end of the year?
Another UK tour, you mean? I really hope we can do another UK tour on this album. I think, I don't know how much I can say, but I think, you know, it's looking hopeful.